No, no. Now, we used to have one. I built us one time. We called it Flying Jenny.
What was that like?
Well, I taking a stump where we cut a tree down. And I cut it down and made a peg about that big out there in the middle of it. And then I cut a big hole in a plank and put it on there. And you could seesaw up and down or go around and around either. And you could go around and around that thing. We called it Flying Jenny.
How about something? You take a board and fix it on both ends and children would jump in the middle of it. Did you ever see one of those?
No, I don't believe I did.
What about you take a long rope and tie it to a tree limb and you put a seat on it and you'd make a...
A long rope?
Yeah, and you put a seat.
Oh, you make a swing at it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Swung on them a lot of times.
What was it you built that time? Had that little car thing, box on it, you hit that tree.
That one?
Some old boy built it, didn't you? And you hit that tree.
Oh, that was, they just stretched a big old cable up, that's what they done. Wasn't a big cable, it was a long cable, climb up the top of a tree and I hit a spur me across the road. I don't know how in the world they got that up there like that. Tied up on top of a tree and then tied it right at the ground on another, see?
Mm-hmm.
And they had a box, and they had a pulley on this box, up on that cable.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a rope tied on it, and they'd start down here and pull it back up the top of this oven.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd climb up there and get in that thing, tie it, they tied up there. They'd climb up there and get in that thing and untie the rope, and boy, down there they'd go. And I watched them do it, and I was just a little old bitty boy, and I wanted to do it. And they said to me, said, "Nah," I said, "we're afraid you'd get hurt." I said, you have to put the brake on that thing. I said, "Yeah, go down there and hit that tree. Liable to hurt you." "No, I was nothing to do it." And I think they just wanted me to do it anyway to see what would happen. But anyway, they pulled that thing back up there, and I got up there, and they turned me loose, and down there I went, and I forgot to put the brake on, sure enough. I hit that tree and I tore that thing all pieces, knocked your box all pieces, and like killed me. Of course, it didn't have nothing to stop it, see? They had a deal on it where they pulled down on a piece of wire they had there, and they pulled a clamp down on that thing, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And they stopped it from going so fast. Boy, it down that steep hill, I tied the top of that tree and the bottom of that oven, it just flew down there. Man, I was going, I guess, 40 miles an hour, and I hit that thing down there.
First cable car.
What about something that people would carry coal in, if they burned coal?
Well, now I tell you a story about that. See, we used to burn them things.
Mm-hmm.
Coal kills, we called them.
What's coal?
Coal kill. We made coal ourselves. We burned it. We burned charcoal. We fixed it before it burned again. What we did, we'd go out, and most of the time it'd be in the fall of the year after we get the crops all laid by. We'd go out and we'd cut about, well, it's according to how big one you want. If you want one 20 cords of wood, we put 20 cords of wood, stand it up on its end, start going a circle round and round. Turn one right in the middle, then we lean the others out like this, you see, from that right in the middle. And we start going round and round till we stack 20 cords of wood around that thing. Or approximately, and then we get up here on top and cross lay it up on top, see,
mm-hmm.
And just make it like that, just a round deal. Then we get out here and we get a whole bunch of leaves, and we cover that thing leaves, and then we pile dirt over that, see,
mm-hmm.
Over them leaves. But when we was building it, we'd leave a place ever so far apart, about every 3 or 4 foot apart,
mm-hmm.
For a draft hole, you know. We'd leave it cracked plumb through that wood. And we cover that thing all around, all over top and all, plumb covered over. And before we sealed it up, we built a fire down in there, right in the center of it, see? We built a fire down in there. And then we cover that thing up. Have maybe just a little draft top where it get out. And we'd have them air holes all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd start that thing burning. It'd take about 6 weeks to complete it.
Mm-hmm.
And we keep it burning day and night, see? You didn't have to worry about it for about 3 weeks after it started burning. And then it'd just burn up all that wood and it'd just be standing there a coal, a charcoal. It would be coal, you see.